Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. 1 Samuel chapter 17 verses 38 to 40 says, "Then Saul clothed David with his armor. He put a helmet of bronze on his head and clothed him with a coat of mail, and David strapped his sword over his armor. And he tried in vain to go, for he had not tested them. Then David said to Saul, 'I cannot go with these, for I have not tested them.' So David put them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, and he chose 5 smooth stones from a brook, and put them in a shepherd's pouch. His sling was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine." David already had tried and tested the tools of war at his disposal. He had tried and tested God in fighting off the dangers in the past and trusted that God would be there to fight off the present dangers. David, a young man, not understanding war in any way, shape, or form, understood God. And he understood that God could be what he wasn't. He understood that God was the only one that controls life and death. He understood already that God was one who could come to his rescue when he needed him. He was in the habit of going to God when things were rough. And things couldn't be rougher as everybody was doubting what he could do, and he saw this huge giant making fun of God and his people. David took what he knew, not what he didn't know, and he started to walk towards this giant. Perhaps many are consumed with the current dangers because they never practiced fighting off the enemy during the times when the enemy was not so formidable. Perhaps we should be looking to be faithful today in the little things so that tomorrow, when faced with big things, we will be ready and able to act. David didn't start out being courageous. It always starts with little things in life. Perhaps you can look at your life and see what little things you are faithful with. You've been entrusted with talent and ability. You've been entrusted with resources. How do you use those? When times come up where things seem difficult, who do you go to? Why do you go to them? You see, God is faithful, and he never leaves his children alone. And anytime we want to go to him, we can. And he is more than capable of taking care of any problem that's on our plate. David already knew that. It's time that the king and his brothers and the other soldiers began to know that. Oh, they might have told you they believed that, but they certainly didn't by the way they were hiding behind the rocks. What do you believe? I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch. Goodbye for now.